How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a brave, determined, brilliant soldier who, in the instant of crisis, saved our country from defeat. But first, a word from a familiar voice. There's a man who knows what he's talking about. And now, step with me behind the scenes to a crisp September day in upstate New York. The year is 1777, and the Continental Army is encamped near the town of Saratoga. As dawn breaks, the general sits alone in his tent. You don't recognize his face? No, you wouldn't. It's not printed on stamps or dollar bills, not included in the history books among the other heroes of the Revolution. And yet this one man turns the tide in the decisive hour of our battle for independence. This one man. The general woke early. He started to pull himself to his feet. There was to be a battle today. He'd have to be up and fighting. Then he slowly sank back to his cot, crossed his arms behind his head, and stared at the canvas ceiling above him. The fighting for today was no concern of his. The general started to turn over. He might as well take advantage of his free time. But a sharp blade of pain shot outward from his wound. It was ridiculous, this feeble excuse that they'd used to keep him from having a command. His wound was nearly healed, and yet he'd been passed over. It wasn't as if he were an untried general just out from Philadelphia. Why, he was the outstanding hero of the fall campaign. Just a few days ago, he'd led the charge that turned back Burgoyne's advance, turned the British from attack to defense, and finally sent them skittering for cover in a rout. Yes, he was certainly no incompetent, no fledgling, no spare wagon wheel of a general. But they'd said that he was to sit idle while this final decisive battle was fought. The general stood up suddenly and began to pull on his blue and buff coat with the polished gold buttons. He'd speak to them. He'd convince them that he must be given a command. There was still time. Then, with a sudden shock, he realized that it was too late, already too late. The white puffs of the cannonading had given way to the ping-ping of musketry, and ahead of him in the field, the ragged blue lines of American volunteers were retreating step by step before the powerful charge of the Redcoats. As the general watched, the retreat became faster and faster. The little spurts of dust grew closer until the enemy was within the bounds of the American encampment. And at that single instant, the general knew what he had to do. His army and his country were being beaten, and he would save them. Spurring forward, he cried to the milling, disordered Continental troops, "Follow me!" And into the sleet of bullets rode the general, proud, with a smile of victory already on his lips. Now, before the conclusion of our story, a word from your announcer. The army followed the general back into the fight. The campaign was won. Burgoyne defeated for once and for all. And the second Battle of Saratoga became the turning point, the decisive moment in the War of the American Revolution. Even the Continental Congress recognized this when they gave a citation of bravery for successful efforts in support of the independence of his country to the victor of Saratoga, General Benedict Arnold. And so, Benedict Arnold, now remembered only as the arch traitor he later became, shows a moment of greatness before stepping back into his ignominious place behind the scenes. This is Knox Manning, inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this same time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.